Into the 21st century, I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
KACQ On Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
And at 3:30, as we check out the traffic cams right now, we are getting some bumper-to-bumper flows there on Interstate 15 northbound at Tropicana. In fact, looking at the cams, looks like the light is on for the freeway on-ramp. We haven't seen that for quite some time. Maybe that's good news for the economy. We're also getting some backups on the Beltway 215 eastbound at Valley Verde, westbound 215 at Green Valley. You'll tap the brakes as you work your way through there. Those lane restrictions on the left side, that's 215 westbound at Eastern. And the construction is almost done. That is on East Tropicana, mainly between Pecos and Boulder Highway.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Not a good weekend for the Raiders. They lose to the Patriots 36-20. Also, the NFL is now investigating the organization for allowing an unauthorized person into the locker room following the team's home opener this year with the coronavirus. Who can actually come into the locker room is a very select number of people, and the Raiders evidently allowed an individual who wasn't supposed to be there in. At least that's what the NFL is investigating. Up next for the Raiders, they host Buffalo coming up next Sunday. NASCAR running at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, and Vegas native Kurt Busch comes up victorious. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5560 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5560. Enjoy.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is an icon in the civil rights movement. When he led a protest march, his followers marched singing hymns, not screaming profanities. They marched peacefully in the daylight, not like a mob in the dark of night. Their faces were not hidden behind masks or other disguises. If there was any violence, it was inflicted upon them, not initiated by them. There was absolutely no destruction of property, looting, or setting of fires. I believe if Martin Luther King Jr. saw the things being done today in the name of the cause for which he lived and died, that he would weep. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 3691321, QHALV.com, 3691321.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Just so you know, we've kind of adjusted the schedule. We did a little adjusting of the schedule. Gentleman Jim Dallas made a command decision. I always love it. Yeah, you know, there's nothing more fun than sitting across the glass from my friend, Gentleman Jim Dallas. We normally would have Victor Jakes on, but the only time we could get Senator Ted Cruz was just like 15 minutes ago. So Victor Jakes is going to move to 505. But Ted Cruz is fascinating. True story, though. I mean, it really honestly is a true story that this was the... this was in 2016, and it was Ted Cruz at the Henderson Convention Center, and they had they must have had 6,000 or 8,000 people. I mean, they went from the front of the building all the way to the back of the building. And for some reason, we all got held up. I was emceeing the event. It was a rally for Ted Cruz. And, you know, and now the next president of the United States, Ted Cruz, that kind of thing. And fascinating, but we got held up. So I'm sitting back there, and all of a sudden Ted Cruz comes and sits down. And so we're sitting there, and we're just kind of chewing the fat, you know, enjoying a couple of diet sodas. And it was really a lot of fun. I will never forget that political moment. And I don't know what Ted Cruz will go on to do. I think he might go on to be president someday. I mean, I really do. I think he just might do it. But the one thing I found out about Ted Cruz is this guy is authentic. He's not just talking points. He knows how to do talking points and do politics and that kind of stuff. But he really is just a genuinely good person. And I really like that. I thought that was wonderful. I told you that in these final weeks of the campaign that the Demo-rats would bring out anything and everything, okay? Anything and everything to beat Donald J. Trump. Well, the latest is this deal that the New York Times came up with. The report that he only paid $750 in federal income tax in 2016 as he was running for election. And I wanted to make sure because, first of all, the story's been buried. I mean, the New York Times may have thought there was something going to be big dealish about this, but people aren't really paying much of attention. They're just not paying any attention to it. But I wanted you to hear this, and it runs a little bit long. So this is more like a segment's worth of Trump. And the reaction to that New York Times story, let's go to cut 7. This is the president of the United States who last night had a kind of a mini news conference. And he addressed this entire thing. Here it is.
There's a New York Times story that came out about an hour ago that says that when you came to the White House, you were paying about $750 a year in federal income tax. They are not releasing what they're not publishing the tax returns. They're not showing that out there. They're saying to protect their sources. In your tax return, sir, does that sound right that you're paying a couple hundred dollars a year in federal income taxes?
It's fake news. It's totally fake news. Made up, fake. We went through the same stories. You could have asked me the same questions 4 years ago. I had to litigate this and talk about it. Totally fake news. No, actually, I paid tax. And you'll see that as soon as my tax returns are, it's under audit. They've been under audit for a long time. The IRS does not treat me well. They treat me like the Tea Party, like they treated the Tea Party. And they don't treat me well. They treat me very badly. You have people in the IRS, they treat me very, very badly. But they're under audit. And when they're not, I would be proud to show you. But that's just fake news. The New York Times tried it. The same thing. They want to create a little bit of a story, they're doing anything they can. Not only that's the least of it. I mean, The stories that I read are so fake. They're so phony.
Did they tell you this was going to come out today?
No, I didn't know anything about it.
Mr. President.
I think somebody said they were going to do a negative story. They always do. They only do negative stories. I don't think in the last... I used to get good stories in the New York Times when I ran for office and I happened to be conservative, Republican. I don't think we've had a good story. They predicted my loss 4 years ago. They then apologized for their bad reporting. Then they predicted the FBI and all of these things. That's now proven to be a hoax, a complete hoax. They got Pulitzer Prizes along with the Washington Post. They should give all those Pulitzer Prizes back because everything was wrong. I mean, it was so bad. Their reporting was so bad, they were wrong. It was exactly the opposite. Now, there are people that should get Pulitzer Prizes. Solomon, Carter. They're not in the business of Pulitzer Prizes, but Sean Hannity got it right. Lou Dobbs got it right. Laura got it right. Many people got Tucker got it right. There were many people that got it right. I don't know what they get other than a great salary and great ratings. I mean, I don't know what they get.
Thank you, sir.
Jordan?
Yes, thank you. On the New York Times story, though, you have to understand that when Americans read that you may have paid only a few hundred dollars in federal income tax per year, that seems very low for someone who's a billionaire.
Basically, they're saying I paid nothing.
Can you give people an idea of how much you actually are paying?
Yeah, basically, well, first of all, I paid a lot, and I paid a lot of state income taxes, too. The New York State charges a lot, and I paid a lot of money in state. It'll all be revealed. It's going to come out. But after the auditors, they're doing their assessment. We've been negotiating for a long time. Things get settled, like in the IRS. But right now, when you're under audit, you don't do it. You don't do that. So we're under audit, but the story is a total fake. And all of this, or is this one, you know, we had the same exact questions usually asked by the same people, and that took place 4 years ago. You remember, this was so well litigated. It's incredible. If you look at the filings I have, I think I have 108 pages of filings for all these different companies that do very well, obviously, because the filings, and nobody talks about that. You'll learn much more if you look at those filings, and we have to file every single year. But you'll learn much more if you look at those filings. Those filings are very complete. They're very big. They're very powerful. They're very accurate. And those are the filings that you'll learn much more. And when it's done, but when you're under audit, you just don't release them. And again, they treat me.
Tell us what you paid in federal taxes.
I didn't call him. I'm talking to him. You should be more respectful of this gentleman. You're very rude to him. But I will tell you that I look forward to releasing that. I look forward to releasing many things. I'm going to release many things, and people will be really shocked.
I'm just going to tell you my experience with the IRS. It hasn't been all that great or all that extensive. But I do know that if you're a fat cat and you've been audited by the IRS, they're not going to let you break the law. I mean, they're simply not going to let you do it. Now, you may have deductions and write-offs, but they're the same deductions and write-offs that I have and you have and Gentleman Jim Dallas has, except he has a fortune. You know, he has a trust fund. He lives off the trust fund. It's okay. He wishes. I just love these guys. They're like really unassuming. Well, you know, living in that palatial home and where is it? Anthem or something?
I wish, Kevin.
I absolutely love it. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Amy Coney Barrett was real impressive. I don't know if you saw her statement at the White House on Saturday, but I was blown away. And I had never laid eyes on her. I mean, she's attractive, articulate, compelling life story. I mean, really, really cool stuff about her. I mean, how could they bork Amy Coney Barrett? I'm just wondering how they could do that and get away with it. I have a feeling they won't get away with it. They won't be able to Kavanaugh him or bork him or bork her, rather. No, I don't think that's possible in this particular case. Stay right where you are. Do not touch that dial. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. We really are. I just love it. On AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Uh-oh. It's summer, and there you are with an unsightly fungal infection on your fingers and toes. Embarrassing, isn't it? What will they think? What will they think? Well, now you can say bye-bye to that problem. Bye-bye Fungus is a breakthrough treatment for those wretched fungal infections. Bye-bye Fungus is fast-acting and has been found by doctors to be a topical formulation that actually works. Bye-bye Fungus requires no costly office visits, painful procedures, and doesn't have the risks associated with expensive oral medications. It's as easy to apply as nail polish, and above all else, it's effective. So effective that it's patented. At the rock-bottom price of only $39.98, now is the day to declare bye-bye, fungus. Call 1-800-258-3635. That's 1-800-258-3635. Or visit us at byebyefungus.com and say bye-bye, fungus. Hello, sandals.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Stavros Anthony, your candidate for Clark County Commission District C. While the governor has ordered that the coming election will be by mail-in voting, it's important to know that you can drop off your ballot instead of mailing it. And yes, you can vote in person. It's your ballot, your vote, and every person has the right to vote their way. If you want to vote in person, do so during early voting or on election day. There will be plenty of safety protocols in place. You can also drop off your ballot at any voting center. If you do vote by mail, sign it, seal it, and mail it yourself. And please, if you see a pile of mail ballots sitting on the ground or in the trash, call the election department and let them know where it's at. The county is mailing legal ballots to every active registered voter. That's a lot of ballots floating around. I'm Stavros Anthony, reminding you that mail-in voting is an option, not a mandate. Do it yourself, your way. Paid for by Stavros Anthony for Clark County Commission.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Prevention is important. Help prevent the spread of illness and keep yourself and others well. Here are some of the most effective ways you can prevent the spread of germs. Wash your hands by scrubbing thoroughly with soap and hot water for at least 20 seconds. And always wash before you touch your face, eat, or drink. Use hand sanitizers in addition to hand washing or where soap and water are not available. Limit sharing of items such as utensils, cups, and dishes. Avoid all physical contact with others, including handshakes and kisses. Practice social distancing by maintaining a distance of 6 feet from others. Sneeze or cough into a tissue or the inside of your elbow. Avoid contact with ill individuals and insist they isolate themselves. Sanitize frequently touched surfaces in your home and workplace several times a day. An ounce of prevention is worth a ton of cure. Download the free booklet at Scientology.org/StayWell.
big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and Local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Boy, getting set for tomorrow, the big debate watch party at Rhythm Kitchen. I'm so excited about this thing. This thing has grown in proportion, like with each passing hour. And then, they sold some more. Anyway, the debate watch party coming up tomorrow. Doors open at 5 and 6 o'clock. And I'm going to be there. And I tell you, we had so much fun. We really honestly did back in 2016. You remember that? That was that's when Senator Ted Cruz was in the mix, so to speak. I just thought it was a lot of fun. Really was. By the way, this hour brought to you by Real Water. Quench your thirst, hydrate yourself like never before. Order your Real Water today. And just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. That's right, free shipping and handling. Just call 855-REAL-WTR. That's 855-REAL-WTR. Call right now. That number again, 1-855-REAL-WTR. Amy Coney Barrett, to me, was really impressive. I mean, I've never laid eyes on her until Saturday. And then just the still pictures that they had. But it was really, it was fun. In fact, let's go to cut one. See if we can squeeze this in. Amy Coney Barrett, SCOTUS nominee, mindful of who she's succeeding in RBG.
Particularly poignant to me was her long and deep friendship with Justice Antonin Scalia, my own mentor. Justices Scalia and Ginsburg disagreed fiercely in print without rancor in person. Their ability to maintain a warm and rich friendship, despite their differences, even inspired an opera. These two great Americans demonstrated that arguments, even about matters of great consequence, need not destroy affection. In both my personal and professional relationships, a calculable influence on my life, I am very moved to have members of the Scalia family here today, including his dear wife, Maureen. I clerked for Justice Scalia more than 20 years ago, but the lessons I learned still resonate. His judicial philosophy is mine too. A judge must apply the law as written. Judges are not policymakers, and they must be resolute in setting aside any policy views they might hold.
I thought she said all the right things. No, she was really good. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to explain to you what this whole big tax return, maybe he's not a billionaire, maybe he's only a millionaire thing with Donald J. Trump. This is stuff that is so simple. I am amazed that the fake news media is trying to make a big deal of it. Or the demo rats are trying to make a big deal of it. I can't believe they're doing this. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Chances are you may never have to appear before a judge or even be in a courtroom. But that doesn't mean your life isn't affected by those who wear the robes of justice. I'm Judge William Kephart, and having been both a justice court and a district court judge, I am tough on criminals, especially those who commit crimes against women and children. Since 2010, I have presided over 100 jury trials, and I have one of the lowest reversal rates in all district courts in the state of Nevada. I'm a strong believer in the rule of law, but I am fair. I manage my courtroom both tough and effectively, which means I will always ensure that the law is properly enforced. And for all of us, that means the Department 19 will be a courtroom presided over by a judge that is a crime fighter, but will also have compassion when needed. Tough, firm, and fair. That's who I am as your District Court Department 19 judge. Thank you for your vote. I'm Judge William Kephart. Visit me at JudgeBillKephart.com.
Paid for by the committee to re-elect William Kephart.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Okay, I want to lay to rest this whole thing about the president's taxes and, you know, did he not pay taxes in 2016 or did he only pay $750? I mean, this is I think most people, most people would accept that Donald J. Trump is a rich dude. Rich dude. And that most people, I think, would accept the fact that Donald J. Trump could still have his taxes under audit. And as such, he doesn't want to release anything. I think that's fair. I think this is a nothing burger. Or as the president said last night at his news conference, a rare Sunday night news conference, that it was fake news. Most people, I think, would accept that. Now, the Washington Press Corps might not do that. Coming up, Scott Hammond will join us. He'll preview the debate tomorrow night. He's been in debates before. You know, again, they're state senate type of stuff. But what's it like when they're going to ask you questions and you don't necessarily know what questions they're going to ask? We will tackle that and a whole lot more coming up. Don't forget, Victor Jenks has moved to 5:05 tonight. That was a command decision by Gentleman Jim Dallas. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay right where you are. I'm Kevin Wall. I love it on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
Listen to Newsflash Daily for your up-to-date local news. Brought to you by Mr. Law. Call Mr. Law.